Unit 20. Inventing the talkie.
During the earliest era of cinema, from the 1880s to the 1920s, films were silent. Any essential dialogue or background information was presented in the form of textual cards inserted between action scenes. Films were also enhanced by live music, from a full orchestra in the case of major screenings to a single pianist or guitarist in small-town theaters. And an announcer was sometimes employed to narrate the story when needed. Though the notion of silent film may seem limited from a modern perspective, filmmakers developed a unique aesthetic, and audiences were generally satisfied with the medium. Yet throughout this period, inventors were continuously working on a means of combining picture with sound. There were a few basic problems these inventors faced, the most troubling being synchronization, precisely aligning the audio with the video. Initial attempts to add sound utilized separate devices, such as phonographs, early record players, to play tracks of music and sound effects to accompany the film. However, it was very difficult to ensure that the timing of the sound exactly matched what was being seen on the screen. Amplification was another limiting factor. For the technology to project recorded sound in large theaters with sufficient quality and volume simply did not exist. The kinetophone, designed by the Edison Manufacturing Company in 1895, was perhaps the first sound film technology to be manufactured. It was based on the company's prior invention of the kinetoscope, a cabinet-shaped device permitting single-person viewing of short films. In the kinetophone, a motion picture element was paired with a phonograph, so it suffered from synchronization issues. On the other hand, the fact that the kinetophone had only to accommodate a single viewer meant amplification was not a hindrance. Unfortunately, this was also what led to the machine's abandonment, for by the turn of the century, filmmakers were coming to the realization that cinema was only marketable as a public offering. It was not until the early 1920s that an innovation finally solved the problems associated with sound film. Called phonofilm, it was invented by Lee DeForest and made use of a process by which sound could be recorded photographically onto a thin ribbon alongside the visual film strip. This ensured that, as long as sound and picture were correctly synchronized at the start of recording, they would remain in step throughout the film. DeForest's phonofilm device also included mechanisms that amplified electrical signals, thus producing sounds full and loud enough to be projected to theater audiences. Despite the advances made possible by phonofilm, it took the 1927 release of The Jazz Singer, the first feature-length film to implement synchronized speech in addition to musical soundtracks, for the talking picture, or talkie, to become a commercial success. All of the Hollywood studios responded to the triumph of The Jazz Singer by producing their own talkies, and the popularity of the medium skyrocketed, pushing cinema into a new golden age.